I'm Henry Epp with VPR News. Utility regulators are investigating chronic service quality problems with Consolidated Communications, Vermont's main landline phone company. VPR's John Dillon has more.
When Consolidated bought the state's landline network in 2017, it promised to improve service in trouble-prone areas. But the state says the Illinois-based company failed to deliver and complaints have skyrocketed. Fred Goldstein is a consultant for the state. He told a Public Utility Commission hearing Friday that the problem is often in the last few miles of Consolidated's network.
It's just this very old copper distribution wire that has years of accumulated neglect that is still being caught up with.
The company says it's had difficulty hiring technicians and contractors. Consolidated Vice President Michael Schultz says many line workers were diverted this summer to repair hurricane damage.
We lost 30% of our contractors in the end of August to handle Hurricane Dorian.
The state wants Consolidated to pay customers a penalty when problems persist. For VPR News, I'm John Dillon.
Vermont State Police say a sheriff's deputy is facing charges for allegedly shooting at two men at a traffic light while off duty. The Caledonian Record reports 49-year-old William Pine of Brookfield was to answer to charges of attempted assault earlier today. It wasn't immediately known if Pine had a lawyer. In a press release, state police say that two men reported that a pickup truck followed them closely on Monday. The men said the truck later blocked them on the road and two gunshots hit their car. Officials determined the truck was Pine's. The new bishop for Vermont's Episcopal Diocese says she's ready to engage with church members throughout the state with an eye toward inclusiveness. Shannon McVane Brown is the first Black woman to be consecrated as a Vermont Episcopal bishop and says knitting the community together is a goal while also welcoming potential new members who care about issues like climate change.
Already I've been contacted by a group of churches in the Northeast Kingdom about looking into how they can be more intentional about sharing some regional ministry. I also would like to see us do some more work with creation care, conservation, and alternative energy.
McVane Brown comes to Vermont from Detroit, where she was the rector of the second oldest Black Episcopal church in the country. The Eye on the Sky forecast for this afternoon, partly to mostly cloudy south, partly cloudy northeast, and mostly sunny northwest, highs in the upper 50s to the mid-60s. Tonight, mostly cloudy east and partly cloudy west, lows in the upper 30s to the mid-40s. A look at temperatures around the region right now. It's 63 in Rutland, 66 in St. Johnsbury, and 70 in Plattsburgh. For VPR News, I'm Henry Epp.